Jordy, talk first a little bit about America's Watershed Initiative. Who makes up the effort and what its goal is?
So America's Watershed Initiative, it's a collaboration of different organizations, businesses, government agencies, local, state, and federal governments that have been working together for the last 5 years to try to improve six broad goals for the Mississippi River watershed. It's just a collection of individuals and organizations that are just working together free-willing. It's not a formal structure or any type of a mandate. It's just groups and citizens and leaders working together to improve the Mississippi River watershed.
You recently released a report card for the Mississippi Watershed Basin, and it wasn't necessarily a good report. Talk to me a little bit about the findings and why it received the grade that it did.
That's a great question, Megan. The Mississippi River watershed, it truly is America's heartland. It drives so much of our history, so much of our culture, and so much of the American economy. You know, it provides clean drinking water for millions of people and water for farms and ranches that produce over $50 billion worth of food and goods every year. But the report card looked at six broad goals for the entire Mississippi River watershed. Things like economics, recreation, ecosystem, flood control and risk reduction, transportation and water supply, and it showed some real concerns. That's the grade that we ended up giving a D plus for the entire Mississippi River watershed.
Infrastructure is vitally important to the agriculture industry. Talk to me about how the infrastructure, the locks and dam systems, which are so important to moving grain down the Mississippi and exporting to ag, how it rated and why this is being continued to be such a big concern for the agriculture industry.
Well, that's a critical issue, not just for agriculture, but for so many of our industries throughout the Mississippi River watershed. The infrastructure in the navigation system is facing some real challenges. One of the points that we heard throughout the entire Mississippi River watershed, whether we were in the upper Mississippi, the Ohio River Basin, the Missouri River Basin, the Arkansas and Red River Basins, or the lower Mississippi, is that we're facing some real challenges. The current navigation system is delivering products. It's delivering goods. It's moving product very efficiently, but there are some real concerns. There are some real red warning signs out there that we ought to be paying attention to, and I think that the report card really picked up on that. Number one is the ranking of the actual infrastructure based on some data that we gathered shows real concerns, potential for lock and dam closures, which would have a real impact on the ability to move goods and product throughout the system. Number two is a lack of adequate funding for maintenance. So currently product is moving fine, but we have a real red flag when we look at the condition and the potential for shutdowns associated with aging infrastructure, and then we combine that with a lack of maintenance funding, it poses a real concern for the future of the ability to transport goods throughout the navigation system.
The hypoxic zone has been something that's been discussed heavily in agriculture and non-agriculture. Was that looked at as well at this, and how did it fare?
That's another great question. We traveled all over the Mississippi River watershed. We talked to more than 700 different participants coming from over 400 different businesses, organizations, academic institutions, and local, state, and federal governments. And one of the key messages that we heard was, in addition to the broad goals for the watershed and looking at each of these basins, we do need to look at some of those indicators that reflect on the entire Mississippi River watershed. The size of the hypoxic zone is higher than the Gulf of Mexico Hypoxic Task Force targets, and that's what we've used as the indicator. And that's a partnership between state governments and a lot of federal agencies that are working to try to reduce the size of the hypoxic zone.
We talk about a lot of the negatives. Were there any areas that are showing improvement or received passing marks in the Mississippi watershed basin?
Absolutely. The good news story associated with this report card, and I can't emphasize this enough, is the collaboration of groups, of businesses, of agencies from throughout the entire Mississippi River watershed who are committed to raise the grade. You know, they all recognize that the future of the Mississippi River watershed is vital to the future of our country. And all of these groups are committed to working together to come up with solutions, collaborative solutions, where we can work together to try to raise the grade of the watershed.